100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday, time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And you did come up with the stories, quite a few of them. The topic was sing? Yeah, okay. I'm just reading the screen here. It's not so hard, is it? I can read the list of people who sent stories. Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Tura, Lizzie, Anima, John Musico, Serendipity, Zach Mann is back, Tom, Muncie, and Narval Joe, oh, and Planet Z. So, if you're not on that list, hey, where'd your story go? Well, send it in. Make sure that you've got weekly challenge in the topic, and I'll get it up on the feed in a later post. But for now, let's just get these stories going. This is enough for now, right? This is like blockbuster stuff. Don't trust me. Why don't you listen to it right now? Here's Jeffrey.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 480 on the topic of sing. I'm going to try to get these stories recorded in between my neighbor mowing. So if he suddenly starts mowing again, I guess I'm going to pull the plug on this and try again some other time. Anyway, I've got two stories. My first story is called The Stoolie. Young Vinny burst into the capo's office. "The cops busted Joey," he said, gasping for breath. The capo thought about this. "Joey's solid. He won't sing." Tony, the outfit's lieutenant, said, "I don't know, boss. Joey's looking at serious time, and he knows a lot about this organization. What if he cuts a deal?" "Good point," replied the capo. "I hate to lose Joey, but better not to take a chance. Vinny, when he sprung from the joint on bail, outfit him with cement overshoes." Vinny looked confused.
You got it, boss. But how are cement overshoes going to keep Joey from singing? His voice ain't in his feet."
The capo wondered just how much inbreeding had gone on in Vinny's family. "Don't ask questions. Just do it." And my second story is called Doing Time. When the police caught Big Johnny red-handed, he knew better than to sing. He kept quiet, was convicted, and sent to Sing Sing for 5 to 10. Big Johnny found himself sharing a cell with pro golfer Vijay Singh, who would run afoul of immigration laws. Vijay heard Big Johnny sing in the shower. Johnny was a natural tenor, but an occupational accident made him more of a soprano. And Vijay suggested they form a quartet with Fingers LeGrand and an overweight female guard named Lulu. Their performance was a great success with the cons, who applauded what they thought was the last number and started to leave. "Wait," Big Johnny implored. "We still have one more number to go. Everyone knows it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Take it away, Lulu." And that's it for me this week, with pair of stories that I guess seem to involve correctional institutions, and I will be back next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and today it is hot, it's sunny, it's a lovely day, and it's not even Oklahoma. Nevertheless, I'm here to record a 100-word story for you because I care so much. So here's my sing story, and it's called Rock and Roll. Ringo was always my favourite Beatle. I mean, playing the drums is cool anyway, but the guy had balls too. Let's face it, he couldn't really sing. So when you hear his rough and ready tones on Sergeant Pepper with the question, "What would you think if I sang out of tune?" it's an in-your-face challenge to which there's really no answer. It's an inspirational moment, one that made me and thousands like me think we could be as famous as the Beatles, too. Unfortunately, I really couldn't sing in tune. Or play the drums. Or the guitar. Ah, well. And that's my story. So I'm not going to go out to enjoy the sun. I'm going to stay in and be miserable. Until next time, goodbye.
Tora Brazzarino here with a story on the subject, sing. The musical artificer is famous for his mechanical birds. They are made with the preserved syrinxes and throat parts of captured birds, animated by bellows and exquisite clockwork, to exalt their song above even their voice in life. The most withdrawn room of his residence presents his greatest creations to his most discreet clients. Simulacra of the finest human voices, the opera singers of living memory. And when the latest star of the opera was found murdered in the street, her throat brutally torn out, those clients wondered only which of them might become the fortunate owner of her preserved voice.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Singing and dancing in the rain was not his thing. However, he was tempted to do it anyway, just to ruin his damn shoes, a birthday gift from his girlfriend. Anticipating something as catastrophic as a pair of bright orange shoes, he had told her not to get him anything. She insisted, and the result was catastrophic. When the weather got worse, all he could think of was singing and dancing in the rain. When he returned home with ruined shoes and a well-rehearsed guilty look, she broke up with him. Ha! She knew him all too well, didn't she? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, Anima here with this week's submission. Untitled as of yet. Sorry, guys. Hallelujah! What was that? Handel's beatific chorus rose from Claire's chest, startling her boyfriend. They were still figuring out each other's secrets and had much left to learn. That's my heart singing for joy when you said you love me. Does that happen often? It's my special superpower. Whenever I feel an upswelling of emotion, my heart sings. Strong emotions get different songs, like Happy by Pharrell Williams, or a gut-wrenching Tori Amos medley. But if you try to adjust the tuning knobs when she thumps out Brown Chicken, Brown Cow, I will break all of your fingers. I hope you like that. Happy 4th of July to all the Americans out there, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Sing by John Musico. Professor Tenacio, marine biologist, studying the songs of grey humpback whales, couldn't quite place his finger on a sense of familiarity. He applied scientific method to the query, basics, evolution. The most direct descendants of dinosaurs to this day are birds, from which other species, including mammals, are derived. Birds sing as do mammalian whales. He manipulated a whale song recording in a myriad of ways. It was that at several fold speed, the singing of humpbacks was identical to the songs of modern day birds. That was the haunting subliminal association he made way back when this project began.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Grandmother used to keep canaries in a small gilded cage. I would tell her it was cruel to imprison them, but she'd hear nothing of it. Of course they're happy, she'd protest. Just listen to them sing. Those birds certainly could sing. And though it broke my heart to hear them, Grandmother was far too stubborn to give in to my pleas to free them. Listen to them sing, she said. So I listened. and this was their song. Go into the kitchen and find the big sharp knife. Plunge it deep into her chest and end her wordless life.
This is Zach Mann. Here goes. We paid the manager, then entered a portal into a new dimension. We were separated, so I started to sing, hoping she would hear. Monsters appeared all around me. I journeyed to a castle in the distance. Finally, I reunite with my sister, who tells me we are in a world in which magic is based on musical ability. She became an elfin princess, while I nearly got eaten by orcs. Just my luck that when she sings, it sounds like the curly-haired Marx brother playing the harp, but when I sing, it sounds like Jack Benny playing violin. This is Zach Mann. Here goes. Can you pick me up from the BART train station tomorrow? I have an audition for a singing part, said Dylan. Sure, just call me before you leave the city, replied his father. You may have read the story the play is based on. One by Stephen King? No, it's a musical based on Paul Cooley's story Mimes. I'm singing Mimes, Mimes, Mimes for my audition. Does a musical based on mimes seem odd to you? Asked Dylan. No, I love the musical audio drama version sponsored by Pondy's Wieners brand All Beef Frankfurters and Break a Leg.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story tonight is, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me, he sang the body electric, turned the head and heart of a Dublin lad. In greater devotion to his mentor, he created a beautiful monster. Some say Henry Irving was the inspiration for the vampire, but I give you the following, that more correctly points to Whitman. Both had long white hair, a heavy mustache, great height and strength, and a lion-teen bearing. Further, Dracula is the only character who speaks with a sense of rhythm, parallelism, and balance that is characteristic of Whitman. Stoker's Siren Song of Death sings through the ages. The armies of those I love engirf me. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Greetings, hound dogs. Munzee here with a new July nickname for you, and oh my god, it is hot as balls up here in Calgary. How hot are balls? Well, if you're referring to my balls specifically, they're extraordinarily hot because they are in Calgary, and it is hot as balls up here. But enough about my testicles. Let's do a story. Singing by Christopher Monroe. Writing out a story, singing what I'm doing. The prompt this week is sing, and so sing I'm going to do. Writing prompts and song now, this song won't be long now. Can't we get along now? I can, how about you? I'm moving through the middle of the song. Yes, this is the middle of the song. Moving toward the finish, hope you like what I've written. But trust me if you didn't, I don't even care. Taking this prompt meta, little private jokey, what can you expect from me when you make your prompt sing? Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus ends my weekly sing-song story thing, hound dogs. And now back I go to swelter in the heat.
Hello, this is Philip Norvaljoe Carroll of Norvaljoe.com. and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 479 with a prompt of sing. It's the evening of the 4th of July, so if you hear any strange sounds in the background of my recording, that is why. Well, here's my story. Buford sat at the table, the collection chamber in front of him, his hands folded in his lap. "What's in the box, Mr. Picklehacker?" the agent said, leaning one hand on the table and brushing back her long blonde hair with the other. She licked her luscious lips. "We weighed it. It's heavy, heavier than it should be." Buford shrugged his shoulders and shook his head. She slammed her hand down on the table. "We have ways to make you sing." "I could sing, sweetheart," he said in his best Humphrey Bogart. "But that doesn't mean you'd recognize the song." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Before every major sports event, someone performs the national anthem. Some do it well, and some don't. Oh sure, some singers try to ham it up and they look stupid doing it, or they forget the lyrics and refuse to use the words on the scoreboard as a prompter. The strangest I've ever seen was a man on a theremin and a woman using wine glasses. It sounded really cool, until the woman spilled a wine glass on the theremin and electrocuted them both. Always use surge protectors, wear rubber boots, and ponder learning how to play the violin.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of sing. Thank you very much for being a part of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge this week. Tune in next week. It's going to be a hopeless situation. Now, that's the topic. It was supposed to be hopeless, and I thought, well, let's expand that a bit. Let's have a little fun with it and make it miserable and dreadful. Okay, well, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com is the website. At 100 Word Stories is Twitter and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And click share and that. No, what's the point? I mean, just enjoy. Enjoy the writing. Enjoy the listening. Enjoy the dreaming, the imagination. All this pointing and clicking gets in the way of that, doesn't it?
Well, then more people will listen and be enjoyed.
Well, there's a fall off. There's a point of diminishing returns. Just enjoy today. It's a good day, I think. I'll see you all tomorrow with more stories, and then next week for more of this, and on and on and on and on. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.